chances are that you're watching this video on some sort of social media platform. And chances are that you're familiar with receiving friend requests. You receive invitations to be someone else's friend all the time, and all you have to do is click a button. Well, today I want to talk to you about a different type of invitation that actually requires some boldness for you to respond to. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In John chapter 7, verse 37, Jesus says, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." What does Jesus mean when he says, "If anyone thirsts"? Well, remember the setting that we have here in John 7. The people were commemorating the time when their ancestors were in the desert. And to be thirsty meant that you needed water, which was life. If you knew you were thirsty, you knew you needed life-sustaining water. And here's something we learn about this invitation of Jesus. Jesus is inviting all those who know they are dying to come to him for life. This invitation is given to those who know that they are sinful and passing away. Well, everyone is dying, but not all will admit that they are dying. What about you this morning? Do you know that apart from Jesus Christ and his atoning work on the cross, that you are under the condemnation of God right now, and that you will suffer his wrath for your sin if you were to drop out of this world and into the eternal afterlife? You are in desperate need of saving this morning, and Jesus beckons you. Do you realize your need? Do you sense your need? Are you thirsty for true life? Then come to me and drink. The only condition to meet is to know that you are thirsty and dying and in need of living water. So do you see the love of Christ on your behalf here? He's not willing that any should perish, but that all those who see their need would come to him for life. To come to Jesus and drink means to believe in him, to trust in him as the source of your life. You see this connection in verse 38 whenever Jesus says, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." So believe that Jesus is the sent one from God. Trust that he is who he says he is, a savior and a king, and that he has done what he said he would do in dying for your sin. That is how this truth is lived out in us. If you're a believer, I want to invite you to share this message with someone today. And when you pray today, please remember Jamshad Hadiat and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Kurangi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.